Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Currently, South Beach Residential Home in Ardrossan, at the seafront, is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and I was privileged to be at a service recently to mark that great landmark in its life. So it occurred to me it would be nice to hear more about South Beach Home, and I've invited along to the studio tonight Margaret Cassidy, who's the manager. So welcome, Margaret. It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So would you like to just say a little bit to introduce our listeners to what is South Beach Residential Home?
And South Beach House was originally South Beach Hotel, and it was purchased in October 1956 for £6,500. It took over 2 years for them to add a middle floor to the building and to bring the rest of the front of the house to be renovated and brought up to date. But on the 30th of June 1959, the home was opened with 44 residents in situation. In 1974, an annex was built, which brought the amount of residents up to 52. And last year, the final renovation work, which cost over £1 million, took place, and we now have 41 full ensuite rooms all in place and all full today with residents.
So how many residents have you got?
41.
41.
41 rooms.
And how many staff?
There's about 35 staff.
That's quite a high ratio then.
It's a big, big family.
Yeah. And you bought it for £6,000 and you had £1 million renovations.
Yes.
Amazing how
a lot of money. The renovations was horrendous. This was the last phase of the three phases that they had done. And this was the main house, so it interrupted the offices, the lounges, the kitchen, the dining room. And really, God was with us all the way, because the residents had no idea when they got out of bed in the morning where they were going. And they just said, where are we getting fed today? And off pointed in a direction and they trotted away.
Yeah. So is all your work done now? Is
everything's done now. Yes, everything's done now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you had a lovely 50th celebration just the other day. It was the 30th of June exactly, wasn't it?
Spot on, 2 o'clock. We were all back at the Barony St John's Church, where it was 50 years ago to the date.
Yeah. And how long have you been the manager?
I've been the manager for 6 years in South Beach House, but I did start 34 years ago as a domestic worker, so I've worked my way right up through all the posts. So
how many years have you been in the house?
34.
Wow. Well, we'll hear more about it in a moment, but I've asked Margaret to pick some music tonight, so what's your first one?
Catherine Jenkins, I Will Pray For You. This is a beautiful song, and I just feel when she's singing it, she is praying to me.
Good, so let's hear Catherine Jenkins.
For all its worth, go away. to count your blessings, not your regrets. With peace inside your soul and all that heaven holds, I hope you always know I will pray for you.
So, Margaret, you were saying you have 41 residents. How old is your oldest one?
98.
And how old would the youngest one be?
73.
So anything between 73 and 98.
Correct.
Well, you have been known to have anybody over 100?
Yes, we've had quite a few over the years that have been over 100.
Right, very good. And where do the residents come from?
All over Scotland. We work with the social work departments throughout Scotland, from Dumfries and Galloway right up to the north, although we haven't had very many from the north, but we've had them down from the Highlands and Islands as well.
Why would they come from far, far away to be here?
Some of their origins were in Ayrshire, so they've come back, and because we're a Church of Scotland home in Ayrshire, or the only Church of Scotland home in Ayrshire, they've come back to the area where they were maybe brought up and raised, or maybe they've got family that have moved to the area now and they want to be closer to families.
Yeah. So are all your residents Church of Scotland people?
No. We have residents from all walks of life.
So they come for their Dros and Seafront, they come because it's Church of Scotland, and they come because they were brought up in Ayrshire, or they come because it's new and different?
Yes. And they come for the care.
Uh-huh. Of course, yeah. So recently you had these celebrations for the 50th anniversary. Can you tell us something about what you've been doing?
We've had lots of different things. Our main ethos this year was to raise money for our minibus. The one we have now is over 10 years old and it's beginning to get a bit decrepit. So we've had various different things going on during the month of June. We had a big fundraising concert in the Civic Centre that was a fiddler's rally. So that was an excellent night. And then on the 20th of June, we had a lovely garden party. But unfortunately, on the Friday night, it rained, so the garden party was moved inside.
That often happens at garden parties.
Yes, it was moved inside because of resident safety. The grass was wet and that. We had line dancers. They were in on the 22nd. And then on the 24th, we had St. Peter's Nursery School just along from us on the seafront. And they came along, and with our residents, they released 50 golden balloons up into the air. And that was lovely as well.
Do you know where the balloons ended up?
I do believe there was a kind of commotion over in Arran because somebody thought it was a paraglider that had actually gone down, but it was a cluster of South Beach House balloons at the bottom end of Arran. We also had a homecoming Scotland night with Kinnear McCallum. His wife Jennifer's my deputy, and Kinnear came in, and we had a cheese and wine night.
Right, local talent there.
Yes, local talent. And then, of course, we rounded it off with our celebration praise at the Barony of St. John's on the 30th of June.
Yeah, and it was a pack out at the church that day.
It was lovely, yeah. Really lovely.
So, let's hear your second piece then. What's your next piece of music?
It's Catherine Jenkins again. I'm a great fan of Catherine Jenkins, and it's Somewhere. And this is a favourite of the residents of South Beach House.
Right.
Thank you.
So you've been there for quite a number of years, you were saying, and I was just thinking about a few particular memories as you look back over the years. Not that you're finishing now, of course, many years to go, I hope.
But I hope so as well. There's lots and lots of incidents that I can talk about. Our favourite incidents or favourite things to do at South Beach House is really when we take the residents out in the minibus. We've had some lovely days down at Belle Isle Park. The Forth and Clyde Canal was always a popular one. Trips out to Largs, even just over to Eglinton Park. These are always fun-filled days with our park lunches and off
we
go.
Have been on the ferry across to
to Arran and Millport. Dunoon as well. We have visited other homes and kind of went in for afternoon tea. So that's always been the kind of highlight of the residents' lives down at South Beach when they get out and about.
And you're a Church of Scotland establishment, but as you're saying, you're not just Church of Scotland people, there's all kinds, but how is it different from any other residential home because it's a Church of Scotland home?
Our main ethos within Crossreach is that we will accept and respect everyone for their own individual worth. On our Christian side, the majority of our staff are all live church-connected people, so they go to their own churches. And, of course, every Sunday we have a different minister comes into South Beach House. They're on a rota base, and we have prayers. They have a full service on a Sunday afternoon.
You're quite a big rota. It's about 25 or something.
Yeah, it takes the local ministers are on it twice a year. So they're in at South Beach House at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. The staff also take daily prayers, and a lot of the staff put a lot of thought into their morning prayers. That it lasts about 20 minutes, half an hour every day. And a lot of staff bring items from their own churches that they've had at their own services. And like I say, even the staff are not just Church of Scotland staff. We have a mixed staff group as well.
So the staff and the residents have these daily services. They're not compulsory. Well attended?
They're well attended. Mm. They're held in the big lounge. We have a few residents who just don't come to the services, but that's their choice, and we accept that it is their choice. But on the whole, the majority of residents enjoy the service. They get to pick the hymns, their favourite hymns, kind of shout out that they've not heard a certain hymn for quite a while, and they enjoy that.
Or maybe even shout out because they don't like a hymn.
Oh, we've had that as well.
Yeah. So you think there may be a Church of Scotland ethos? The schools and hospitals and homes everywhere talk about an ethos. You cultivate a particular
outlook. I think because we work towards being an extended family in South Beach, so it's just like having a large family. We have our ups and downs, our squabbles, and I mean we've had residents who've had the odd punch at each other over the years. On the whole, I think it's just the loving care that Christians bring to their job and the dedication and the commitment that meets South Beach House a wee bit different from other places.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that, having been in and out myself. So what's your third piece of music?
The third piece of music I've chosen is Westlife singing You Raise Me Up. This is a beautiful song and the words are just wonderful.
And all you residents listening now, you can all join in.
Troubles come and my
Talking a lot about South Beach Home, but let's talk a wee bit just now about yourself as the manager there. So where were you born?
I was born and brought up in Salkitts. I've been a Salkitts girl all my life.
What school did you go to then?
Kyles Hill School, and then the old public school in Argyle Road, and then latterly to Lake Dykes Public School.
Right. And when you left school, what did you set off on as a career?
I left school just when I just turned 15. And I had intentions of going to college, but my mum was seriously ill at the time, and I stayed at home for the first few weeks after I left school. And then I went to Macaulay's garage just after my mum died. And
Were you working as a mechanic?
No, I wasn't a mechanic. I was a shorthand typist in Macaulay's garage.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you progress to after that?
One or two smaller jobs round about the area in tea rooms and things like that before I eventually settled in South Beach House.
All right, so it wasn't too long before.
No, I was only 20 when I went to South Beach House.
And you started off doing what?
Being a domestic worker. I was a domestic worker for a year before I became cook for 6 years. And then I became the assistant officer in charge for another 6 years, and then they changed it to team leaders and deputies, so I've come through all the stages.
You keep changing the names, don't you?
Yes. And,
but you've basically worked your way up.
Yes, I've worked my way right up through all the departments.
Yeah. So you must quite like it there, since you've stayed so long.
I do. Yeah. And of course, when I was younger, it was the North Parish Church I went to for Sunday school, and through the Bible class and the girls' guildry and that. Then I got married in Salkitts Erskine Church, and it's been New Trinity as it is now, has been my life.
I'm an elder in New Trinity. Was Evelyn Porter still
Evelyn
the
Porter, yeah. Sheila Conway, yes.
Some things never change.
That's right.
So, what church do you belong to then?
I belong to Salkitts New Trinity.
Right.
I'm an elder in Salkitts New Trinity.
So, your professional job and your Christian discipleship, they're pretty closely intertwined.
Oh, very much, very much so. Mm-hmm. All knitted together.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. And of course, I'm married and I have a daughter. My husband works in at Rosslyn Cemetery, Benny, and my, I have a daughter that's an air traffic control assistant up at Presby Airport. And over the years, they've had to take a lot as well because of my extended family.
Yeah.
You know, we've missed out in quite a lot of family, the extended family or my own personal extended family, maybe social functions and things like that because of my shifts and that in South Beach House. But I'm very grateful that my husband and my daughter have always understood that my passion for South Beach House is quite high up on my agenda.
Yeah. No, you do a great job and well done.
Thank you.
Now, the next song you've picked, you were saying to me privately that it is a personal meaning.
This one, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and I've chosen Ridian singing it, who was the runner-up to The X Factor. But when 1969, when my mum was very ill and consequently died in 1970, this was in the charts, and I've always had a good feeling about Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yeah, it's a good story about how you help the residents, and the residents, I'm sure, help you, and all helping each other.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
If we think a bit more about the future now, is this a difficult time to be running the home when you think of the recession and things like that, you know?
No, we are full, and we always seem to have people in the, waiting to come into South Beach House. We give respite.
Is there a waiting list?
Not as such, but the minute we have a vacancy, the social work department find out about it, we send a return into North Ayrshire Council, and before long we have people coming up looking for residential care. We do respite, like I said, and we have the same people coming over and over again till eventually they come in for permanent care as well.
How much capacity have you got for respite?
Just two beds.
Right.
Two beds.
And there's always somebody using them.
There's always somebody using them, yes.
Yeah. And how do you see the future generally? I mean, the population's ageing. How does that affect you?
Well, when I was there in the 70s, when I started, the residents were all 60, 70-year-old. In the 80s, they were probably in their 80s. And then the 90s and going into the 2000s, they have been a lot older over this past few years, and because of community care. But I think there'll always be a place for the home in this area. It'll always be needed, and because it's a Church of Scotland home in Ayrshire, and the only one now that does full residential care, that our place will still be there, and the house will be needed.
You're not anticipating expansion in terms of size? You'll be much the same size in the future?
I think it'll stay the same, although when they built the annex in 1974, there was always the intention of putting an upstairs onto it. But sometimes big is not always better.
Yeah, but you'll have qualitative improvements, if nothing else, because of EU regulations.
Yes, new regulations. We probably swing back round now in a few years' time and start redoing the annex again, because the rooms in the annex don't have showers, and this will be the next thing that there'll be a further phase of renovation to put showers into those rooms.
And the staff keep going through retrainings and
the staff, we have the qualifications that are set by the Scottish Social Council are pretty high nowadays, so all the staff must have an SVQ level 3 for care. And this is what we're working towards at the moment, the staff getting their SVQs.
Well, Margaret, I'm afraid our time's run out. It's the holy half hour, and that's the half hour. So I'd just like to thank you for coming and sharing something about South Beach Home. When we drive past it, we'll know a bit more about it now. We'll be thinking about you and all your staff and residents, and we wish you all God's richest blessings in the future.
Thank you very much.
And we hope to be there at your 100th anniversary. So, the last song for tonight to see us out.
This is Be Bold, Be Strong, because as a manager, I have to do that sometimes.